Well, it is not only National Ag Week, but Tuesday, National Ag Day. And here at Hoosier Ag Today, we are celebrating National Ag Day by talking about the partnerships between McDonald's restaurants and the local suppliers. And joining us here on Hoosier Ag Today is Stefan and Stephanie Awad. They're both McDonald's owner-operators. They own a total of 14 McDonald's restaurants, three in southern Michigan, 11 in northern Indiana, and based in South Bend, Indiana. And in terms of National Ag Week and National Ag Day, Stefan and Stephanie did something very unique that a lot of McDonald's owner-operators may not have the chance to do with their team members. They actually took their team to a local dairy in northern Indiana and actually had a chance to walk them through the process of the supplier and McDonald's owner-operator relationship. And so joining us here now on Hoosier Ag Today to talk about that experience, Stefan and Stephanie Awad. First of all, tell me about that tour, you and Stephanie taking your team to Crystal Springs Creamery in St. Joseph County. What was that experience like for you and your team?
So, you know, Ellie Reed from the American Dairy Association in Indiana reached out to Stephanie and I, and she suggested if we would like to meet there and kind of share information with the creamery owners. We talked through it, and we realized it would have been a great trip for us to engage our whole team. So we asked if we could do that, introduce our team who lives in the community and really outside of McDonald's, use a lot of dairy from that creamery. If we can bring the whole team, our management team, our office staff, to come and visit and get them to learn a little bit about farming and the relationship between us and the Indiana Farm Association.
Yeah, we had a really great experience with Tim Martin and his family welcoming us to the creamery. So that location is pretty central to our restaurant. So that was a big reason why we were able to go and visit and be able to get all of our restaurant managers, office staff, as well as other support people that we have on our team to come experience the farm. So we were able to see both the farm and the milk processing in one place. So that was a great experience for our people. They added a little bit of edutainment. So like educating entertainment helped us look at the farm a little bit differently than just driving by through our back roads and we usually pass by and see them. But actually experiencing where our products are coming from and being able to engage and learn more from the Martin family as well as other farmers in the area that we're also visiting. So building those relationships with our community as well. It was also just great for our people to kind of get out of the restaurant, I think, and have fun with each other and network with others. And it was just a great team building for us as well as educational for our people.
The education part is realizing how much in common we have with the farm, believe it or not. You wouldn't think McDonald's have similarities with the farm, but we deal with similar issues. We count on technology to help us do better, more efficient job. It is generational work, similar to McDonald's, which is owners passing to their second generation. They have strong community ties. And similar to us, sometimes they struggle with the labor force and trying to manage the need for the farm with the cost of labor and the amount of labor they need. So there were a lot of similarities, which made it a more engaging trip to better understand what we all deal with in the same community.
Chatting with Stefan and Stephanie Awad, they are McDonald's owner-operators as we celebrate National Ag Day and National Ag Week here on Hoosier Ag Today. And I'm kind of curious, just between the both of you, anything that the both of you took away specifically from your trip that you may not have learned about dairy cattle or how the whole dairy operation works in general?
My takeaway was the use of technology. I really did not know that farmers are so into technology to produce better quality, higher yield that is healthier for human consumption. So that was very surprising for me. as we do use a lot of technology in McDonald's to evaluate our food and to be able to serve it fast to the customers, they do similar things. So that was my biggest takeaway from it.
And I would say like the sustainability piece was something super interesting to me. So I learned a lot about dairy farmers recycle their water 3 to 5 times on the farm. They've been using 30% less water than they did back in 2007. They've been minimizing their carbon footprint by 19%. So those facts and those little pieces of information were really interesting to me.
And as Stefan and Stephanie, I would imagine that the team members who were part of this trip to Crystal Springs Creamery there in St. Joseph County probably came back to the restaurant with a whole different and possibly unique perspective on the supplier and owner-operator relationship with McDonald's.
Yes, definitely. I think they had the opportunity to learn more about our partnership. So we've had a national partnership with the Dairy Association since 2009, and their kind of involvement in creating new recipes, healthier options for McDonald's menu. So almost like 70% of our menu actually includes real dairy, and how they've influenced our products and our menu, I think, was a real big takeaway for our people so that they can engage with their team members in the restaurant as also as with our customers.
One great example for that is McDonald's, as we'd be working on healthier offers to our consumers and especially our customers. One of the things the dairy food scientists helped McDonald's with was reformulating chocolate milk in the kids' meal to offer lower sodium and lower sugar options, yet keeping the taste of the chocolate milk at its best. So that's one of the great examples with the relationship between McDonald's and the Dairy Association.
My guests are Stefan and Stephanie Awad, owner-operators of McDonald's restaurants in northern Indiana and southern Michigan, here on Hoosier Ag Today. And I also wanted to ask about McDonald's relationships with local suppliers across the state, as well as the importance of Indiana farmers, who are a huge part of the chain that brings high-quality food to the McDonald's system.
We have a really great and long-standing commitment to sourcing ingredients locally whenever we can. So McDonald's purchases more than $29 million worth of great and quality ingredients in Indiana. That includes 8 million gallons of milk. So we, you know, want to take the time to recognize this like huge role that ag and organizations like the American Dairy Association that we partner with so much play in our communities and in our economy.
We take great pride in the quality and freshness of the food we serve in our restaurants, and sourcing it locally can help us maintain that strict quality control standards that we look for.
And that's the one thing, Stefan and Stephanie, that I love about McDonald's is the recognition of local farmers and the importance of farming to what the product is, because a lot of times we don't often think about the farmer who produced that pork for that McRib sandwich. And so a lot of times the farmers may be forgotten about, but once again, I'm glad that McDonald's shines a spotlight on Indiana farmers and farmers across the Midwest.
Very, very correct, CJ. We really deal with small farmers, and I'm glad you mentioned pork, because we're one of the biggest purchasers of pork in Indiana. And we relate a lot to the farmers overall. I'm not sure if you're aware, there's 700 dairy farms in the state of Indiana, and 95% of them are family-owned. And there are 250 McDonald's in Indiana, and 95% of them are also family-owned, not owned by McDonald's Corporation. And that's also across the U.S.
Chatting with Stefan and Stephanie Awad here on Hoosier Ag Today. And it's interesting because with any sort of business, when you have family members involved, be it a father, son, or father, daughter, that presents its own unique sets of challenges. And I want to pivot and ask about that father-daughter working relationship, because I understand, Stefan, you own the 14 McDonald's locations across Michigan and northern Indiana, but Stephanie, you're on the fast track to becoming an owner-operator yourself. What is that relationship like in terms of the professional relationship? And I assume that you have to wear a different hat when you're dealing father-daughter professionally versus gathering together at the Thanksgiving dinner table or just hanging out over the weekend with the family all together?
Very, very true. And you may hear two different stories from me and Stephanie. Obviously, each one of us have his her own perspective on that relationship. So I'll take you back a little bit. So until 2019, we really knew Stephanie as a teenager because she left home to go away to school and graduated college and got her higher education. She worked every summer, mostly interning at different companies, and she ended up in Seattle. So from high school till she ended up in Seattle, we really knew her for a short period of time, like a week vacation, a few days off. So we knew her at her best behavior, but we didn't know the real Stephanie, honestly, as an adult until COVID hit, and she moved back from Seattle to live with us and work from home for Microsoft. So, and that's when we start learning about Stephanie and her abilities and what she's capable of doing. You know, Stephanie, in her job with Microsoft, she had different customers that in India or in Germany. We'll get up some morning and see her already in the office from 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. and continues to work all the way to 6 or 7 p.m. because her partners were in Seattle. So she was putting a lot of hours and a lot of commitment to her work. And that's when I started thinking, oh, wow, Stephanie can come work with us and give us. What I told her at that time is that if she's interested in coming to work for us and she gives us 60% of her commitment to Microsoft, we would be in great place. I was able to experience her emotional intelligence, her commitment to excellence, the fact that she wasn't scared to work hard, the fact that she wouldn't quit, yet she pushed forward through obstacles. And then one day, as she was home for a good year and a half, on Father's Day, she said she had something to tell me. And that's when she told me she was interested in coming and working with us in our family business at McDonald's. It was a very emotional moment for me, but very exciting. Having seen how committed she is to her craft, having seen what she's able of contributing to the business was very exciting for me. A little scary because I'm a little older, a little overbearing, very opinionated. Stephanie is a little bit more calm and collective, so I was worried she will not push back. I was very wrong. She knows how to push back. She knows when to push back. And she had really brought a lot to our company. She helped us modernize the company. Her ability to communicate at a lot of different levels, if it's at the team level in the restaurants or McDonald's officers in home office, her ability to communicate, her ability to share experience and be committed to it has been great. She's been able to learn very quickly and actually improve upon almost every process we've had in place. So she cannot call me dad at work. She just needs to call me Stefan at work, like everybody else. And we have our discussions and arguments at home around the dinner table because my wife, Olga, her mom, runs our back office. So you can imagine what dinner looks like.
And she plays the referee usually.
So that's my perspective of the relationship. I let her tell you her perspective of the relationship.
Well, I know as Stefan mentioned, you know, if you give me, you know, 70% of your effort, you know, that you were giving, you'll be successful. But I'll be honest, this is the most challenging role that I've ever had and the most challenging work that I've ever done. And to be honest, it's something that I really value is doing challenging work. So, but to go back a little bit, I've just been a part of McDonald's in the community since I was born. My just a backstory about my parents that they came here to the United States and immigrated from Lebanon when they were teenagers to go to school. And my dad was working at McDonald's and trying to finish his education and ended up having an amazing and successful career with the company. He spent about 27 years there. So I grew up in the restaurants and getting to experience being, you know, the girl at school whose dad works for McDonald's, which was the best. And my mother worked for the company as well, and for the Ronald McDonald House Charities. And then about 15 years ago is when they decided to purchase their own restaurants. And my mother and father both encouraged me to kind of go off and get my education and experience working somewhere else and gain the skills that I needed. And then if I ever was interested or ready, there was never any pushing of it or expectation or anything from me to join the business. But if I ever was ready to come in, and then when COVID happened, actually I was able to spend some time at home with them and just seeing their partnership through how they got through COVID and what happened with our restaurants and our people and just that experience and seeing them that being a team and working through it together, I just made that decision and that leap that I wanted to be a part of it and finally join our family business. And so I did that about 3 years ago, and I've been definitely challenged, but just really inspired by my parents and their hard work and building something for themselves. There's definitely some pressures and expectations. However, I feel like it's completely worth being with the family and doing it to support our family. And I also feel as though we can only be successful as next generation, whether you're a next generation farmer or trying to become a next gen owner of a business, any small business, that the motivation also has to be intrinsic and come for yourself, and that ambition needs to be for yourself as well in order to be successful. But having the pride too from your family and being involved in a family business is something that I just really value, and it's been a very challenging journey. As Stefan and I definitely have our moments. I mean, the other day we were just sitting after dinner, it was late, we were working pretty late, you know, because we're just constantly, sometimes I feel like working on things together, but we were working quietly and just discussing things and getting through. And my mom came over in tears and I was just like, oh my God, I love seeing you both working together without anybody crying or screaming. Not to overdramatize it, but you know, we have our moments for sure, which I feel like all families have their moments, but I think we really cherish being able to like spend the time together and work through things together too.
Once again, Estefan and Stephanie Awad, they are owner operators of 14 McDonald's restaurants, 11 of which are in Northern Indiana. And we'll have the full story at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. And Estefan and Stephanie, thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you so much for sharing about your experience taking your team to Crystal Springs Creamery there in St. Joseph County. And thank you so much again for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate the partnership.
Thank you.